The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Contemporary digital recording technology affords artists the ability to share the full breadth of their audio masterworks with their listeners. Today's lo-fi experiments in mono and stereophonic imaging are played like retro novelties, the same way tribute bands riff on classic sounds. But for serious sound designers, the soundscapes they work in are now three-dimensional, more spatial and dynamic than ever before. So it's a shame that a whole generation has accepted their musical rations squeezed and compressed into tiny bite-sized black holes of condensed pap through streams, MP3s, and downloads. At World Beat Canada, we've amassed a global music-specific library of thousands of album titles on CD. When the releases are only available as digital downloads, we always request high-quality WAV files because, like you, we're music lovers and we want to hear the art the way the artists hear it. Fortunately for us, the Utes of the world are bringing the CD back from near extinction. Though the reasons may not be as altruistic as we might hope, a big part of the renewed appeal in the laser-etched glass hard copy lies in the timeless musical hobby of bin diving. And the hunt is on. I know it's a strange hobby, says one young hunter with a laugh, but there are just so many CDs laying about, so there's an element of surprise, not knowing what you might find. When you download music, you usually start by searching for it. For me, CD hunting is like going through an old photo album. And that's part of the appeal as well. The cover art, the liner notes, the recording credits, the lyrics, and so on. A number of social media sites like Compact Disc Collector's Cave and Compact Disc Discoveries have sprung up, dedicated to the humble CD and a new wave of collectors. And the thing is, explains music writer Tom Ewing, the CD hasn't gone away. You can still go to a supermarket or a gas station and they're still sold. There are still cars with built-in CD players. If they were to vanish, like vinyl nearly did, it's more likely that a growing number of people would miss them and cherish the ones that they have now even more. Starting with a higher quality recording is still a big part of the CD's appeal for me, and I hope you enjoy the high-def tracks we share with you each week. Also, if any baddie out there decides to knock out our electronics with an EMP or electromagnetic pulse bomb, guess what? I still have hard copies. They'll have to pry the music from my cold, dead hands. I'm Cal Coat. This is new for the Godfathers of Worldbeat, Trans Global Underground, with The Colors Started to Sing Again on Worldbeat Canada. Thank you. That's my pick for the track of the summer of 2019. The Skints with Learning to Swim from Swimming Lessons, their brand new album. I love that disc. The Colors have started to sing again for the Godfathers of World Beat, Transglobal Underground. They've been doing it for so many years and obviously have not lost their touch. Congratulations to Tim Whalen and the gang for their new EP release. This is also a new EP from here in Vancouver, the latest on the Snakes and Ladders project put together by Tarun Nair of Delhi to Dublin. It's by Desi Subculture, a Vancouver trio who specialize in vintage Bollywood, future bass, and 80s synth. It's from their Donkey Kong EP. Check out Bubble Bobble, another debut for you from World Beat Canada. Beat on every corner in Vancouver this week. For 10 days, we are hosting the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, and it's my distinct pleasure to be on stage introducing the performers at Vancouver's best-sounding room, the Imperial. Over on the North Shore, it's their jazz series, and on the 30th of June, they welcome Gary Como and the Voodoo All-Stars, a hot and spicy highlight of Vancouver's roots music scene. Gary and the Voodoo All-Stars have earned the nickname the Swamp Kings from the West Coast, and the name fits, so they wear it. You can catch them at the Army and Navy Club number 45, 3rd Street East in North Vancouver. June 29th, Mama Pulpa will make their way back to Canada for the fifth time, all the way from Mexico City. They play a mixture of ska, Latin styles, and rock, coming to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Victoria Ska Fest, which just wrapped up across the pond. See them June 29th at the Rickshaw, a Super Cheeto production. And the Afomad Festival happens at the Vogue Theater on July 19th, featuring Tubaba from Nigeria, Golden Ganga from Mexico, Farigola from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and OHR Africa Collective from BC and Nigeria. You can get your tickets at festivalafrica.org. Vancouver's Five Alarm Funk brought the Jazz Fest back to the historic Commodore Ballroom with a double bill with Too Many Zoos from their sixth album, Sweat. Humans await on this episode of World Beat Canada. Glad to have you along. I'm Cal Coat.
What more can I do? After all that I've done. What more can I do? After all that I've done. What more can I do? After all that I've done. What more can I do? After all that I've done. What more can I do? After all that I've done. What more can I do? After all that I've done. What more can I do? After all that I've done. What more can I do? After all that I've done.
Tell me what you want me to do. Tell me what you want me to do. You say you know that I may. Now you got something to do.
One of my favorite artists on the great Soundwaves recordings, Bibio Sound Machine, are back with a brand new album called Doko Mean. That was Tell Me, Doko Mean. Eno Williams is the voice you hear there, and they're based in London, a great Afro-funk outfit. Time for your touch of the familiar, and this comes from a brand new disc called Altiplano. It's by a guitarist and composer, Ciro Hurtado, who has Peruvian Andean roots, which are really distinctive on this disc. He brings us a striking acoustic guitar version of an Animals classic for your touch of the familiar. It's Ciro Hurtado from the new Altiplano and The House of the Rising Sun on World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
Ciro Hurtado. Mexico's Troker are in the house, actually outside the house, for the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. They're performing this year again, this time at David Lamb Park, which should be great in the afternoon to listen to these guys. They're coming straight up from the album Imperfecto and Chip. Thanks for joining us for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Coat.
There is nothing new under the sun.
reggae legend, and I don't use that term lightly, still knocking it out, Jimmy Cliff, the man who wrote The Harder They Come in 1972, back with I'm All in All. Here's another taste of the one drop from Houston, Texas. The group is called Irie Time. It's brand new, just for you. Doing it over on World Beat Canada.
Business that remains undone.
Montreal-based Latin guitarist Roberto Lopez is back with a new album called Kaleidostropico, and that was Por la Calle. For the Street, from Paris, Kel Asouf rocked the Tuareg Blues, and Bob Mould records in Berlin with Full Strings. A touch of sunshine rock right around the corner on this episode of World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote. Just a magnificent and prolific songwriter, Bob Mould, who's usually a little bit more angry than that. But I guess it's a good summer for him. He's doing really well with his new album called Sunshine Rock. That was the title track. Kelasouf before that from Black Tenere and Franca. You can check us out at the iTunes Store. You can also find us on Mixcloud and in over 20 markets across North America. Thanks to our subscribing stations, you make it all worthwhile. We'll go out with more melodic noise, this time courtesy of Toronto six-piece Austropis and Tropicanadensi. But our last word goes to Gail Garcia Bernal, who says, immigration is as natural as breathing, as eating, as sleeping. It is a part of life, part of nature. So we have to find a way of establishing a proper kind of scenario for modern migration to exist. And when I say we, I mean the world.
Na tropicademia vou concretizar a minha poesia, vou unificar tudo que não pertence, vou sincretizar um tropicanadense. Desembarquei do mundo no barco da ciência. Yeah.